In this podcast, we will be presenting The Christian Faith, A Quick Guide to Understanding Its Interworkings by Reed A. Ashbacher and published by Westbow Press. The Christian Faith, A Quick Guide to Understanding Its Interworkings is just that, a quick and concise explanation to what the Christian faith is all about and how it all works. There is a great deal of confusion over the subject matter of Christianity. This book was written to help alleviate that confusion. If you are a new Christian, or a Christian who has made new commitments to know more about your faith, or just someone looking to know more about the Christian faith in general, then you're invited to come inside and join the author in a discussion about the interworkings of the Christian faith. While inside, you will find the following subject matter: the historical beginning, the gospel from beginning to end, the historical teaching of the faith, the canon and its translations, the interworkings of the church, the book of Romans, an essay perspective on its teachings to the church, and a study guide. The following are excerpts from the book's six chapters. Chapter 1. The historical beginning. The source. The Christian faith is revealed to us through the scriptures, or the Bible, a collection of 66 books written between 1446 BC and 96 AD by 40 different authors over a period of about 1500 years. During the 4th and 5th centuries, these books were compiled by the Christian Church in a canonization or selection process, through which they were formally recognized for their authority as being divinely inspired as the Word of God. These books were originally written in Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek, and their canonization arose in the understanding that God cannot lie, as declared to us in Proverbs 12:22, Leviticus 19:11, and Titus 1:2. Chapter 2. The Gospel from Beginning to End. The Gospel Defined. The New Testament's first four books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, are called Gospels. This term simply means good news or good message, and describes how God the Father sent His only Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to be revealed as God in human flesh, to die as a sacrifice, to secure the forgiveness of our sins against God, and then to be resurrected, or raised from the dead after 3 days. It is Jesus' death and resurrection that ultimately offers us meaning and purpose in this life and provide us eternal life with God to come. Chapter 3. The Historical Teaching of the Christian Faith. Introduction. Teaching and doctrine are synonymous terms for Christian study of the faith as a whole, or in considering scriptural approaches to morality, relationships, principal issues dealing with money, evaluation of self, personal responsibility, issues of sin, the plan of salvation, and a correct way to view God, the devil, and the world around us, and how it all operates in everyday life. This book seeks to offer an overview of the Christian faith without trying to cover all of its doctrines in depth. You will find the following teachings to be essential for your understanding of basic Christianity, so you may grow in your knowledge of God and Father and the Lord Jesus Christ without becoming confused or swayed by every wind of doctrinal teaching, as Ephesians 4:11-16 warns us. Chapter 4. The Canon and Its Translations. Opening Comments. Within this chapter, we will be discussing the Protestant canon, how it has been translated into other languages, and how to choose the most reliable translation for reading and for further study. Jesus relied heavily on the scriptures. Matthew 4:1-7 records how Satan placed three temptations before him, and how he responded each time with, "It is written." In Matthew 21:42, he asked, "Did you never read in the scriptures?" placing an emphasis on their importance for answers from God. Mark 12:24 records Jesus responding to a question about morality, expecting those asking the question to have found the answer in the scriptures. Jesus said to them, "Is this not the reason you are mistaken? that you do not understand the Scriptures or the power of God? Chapter 5, The Interworkings of the Church, Opening Comments. In this chapter, I will cover how local churches function in their internal polity and biblical teaching, and offer advice how to choose a local church to attend. Chapter 6, The Book of Romans, An Essay Perspective on Its Teaching for the Church. Introduction. To understand the book of Romans will require some knowledge of its author and its secular and religious historical settings. Then we can begin to recognize the need for such a book and thus its theology, which we will divide into sections that will build on each other to bring us to a final conclusion. This book is available in paperback and all ebook formats worldwide. Because the book was just released, the ebooks should become available by mid-April 2015. You can find more information at the book's website located at booksite.rcetc.com. That's booksite, booksite.rcetc.com.